Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is April 18, 2026. Bitcoin rallied past the mid-$70,000s to a 10-week high, trading into the mid to high $70,000s with short-term prints past $76,000-$78,000, after easing tensions in the Strait of Hormuz and heavy derivatives activity that produced roughly $820 million in liquidations. Ethereum and other major tokens were mentioned in flows, with crypto ETFs recording sustained inflows of about $44.07 million over 6 days, led by Bitcoin and Ether products. On policy, reports of easing geopolitical tensions helped lift risk assets and Bitcoin specifically. Senator Richard Blumenthal pressed DOJ and Treasury on Binance's independent monitorship following reporting of Iran-linked flows, revisiting scrutiny tied to Binance's prior $4.3 billion settlement. On institutional and on-chain developments, Kraken parent Payward agreed to acquire CFTC-licensed derivatives venue Bitnomial for up to $550 million in cash and stock, accelerating regulated U.S. derivatives product expansion. Separately, on-chain movements of coins linked to the 2016 Bitfinex hack and a reported U.S. government transfer prompted market speculation that those assets could be prepared for sale, a near-term selling risk. Analysts also flagged possible coordinated moves after rapid token spikes in assets like Rave and Siren, while Ordinals, Ordi, jumped about 100% amid a 532% volume spike. In broader market news, Tether proposed a $127 million recovery plan for the Drift protocol following a Solana exploit, a move that would require the DEX to switch from Circle's USDC to USDT and could shift stablecoin flows on Solana. Circle faces a class action suit alleging it failed to freeze stolen USDC during an 8-hour window after the exploit. Ria Finance revised exploit losses to $18.4 million in a postmortem. Representative Sherry Biggs disclosed a $100,001 to $250,000 purchase of BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust ETF, and crypto ETFs saw the $44.07 million inflows noted earlier. Key near-term catalysts to watch include whether on-chain movement of Bitfinex-linked coins results in a government sale, the market response around Bitcoin levels in the $76,000-$78,000 range after the $820 million of liquidations, and developments around the Tether $127 million rescue and the Circle class action that could reshape stablecoin flows on Solana. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.